This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora koutou. How's it going? Is it feeling like spring yet? Is it heading towards summer? Are you feeling a bit better? Well, what's the weather like outside? Let's have a look. Yeah, that's not bad. It's pretty good, isn't it? That's the shot just out of our window over there. So we can go, when's that delivery going to turn up? I'm just playing. You'll be wanting to know what's happening in the region. Well, I'm going to get straight into that thing on the Wairarapa Event Centre, which is in Carterton. You know, they used to call it the Carterton Event Centre. Now it's the Wairarapa Event Centre. On Friday, which is today, and right through till Sunday. But it's a big cash and carry. It's the it's the Waiart Show. You know about the Waiart Show. A whole, yeah, as I say, cash and carry art show. Turn up, go, like that, buy it. Over 60 exhibiting local and out-of-region artists, a few from out of the region. Something for everyone, they say. Open for 3 days over Daffodil Festival weekend. That's right, it's Daffodil Festival. At the Wairarapa Event Centre, I told you that. Entry by gold coin donation and then walk out with an artwork. Try not to do what's been happening in the art world overseas. Make sure you pay for it before you whiz out with it under your arm. That's the Wairarapa Art Show on at the Carterton or Wairarapa Event Centre. Now, Jane Ross, you know, she does film talks with us, is presenting just, there's an endless stream of fascinating stuff. Well, she's doing a whole kind of tribute to Prince with playing Purple Rain. Purple Rain, you know, the whole big concert thing. On the big screen in Masterton, it's a special celebration of Prince's music. This Friday, which is today, isn't it? At Regent 3 Cinema, you know where that is, 7:30 today. It's $15 for movie only, although this is sold out, but they do have a kind of themed dinner that goes with it at next door, you know. I wonder what a themed dinner for Purple Rain would be like. Is it all purple food? There's a few things I can think of. Beetroot might feature, red cabbage, a few things like that. I'm sure there's more to it than that. But anyway, Purple Rain, it's his iconic movie based around that song and the whole music that he was playing at the time. It was released in 1984. Was it that long ago? It was a defining moment, so says Jane, in Prince's luminous, shape-shifting career, combining his music, performance, fashion and unmistakable visual style in a film that was unlike anything audiences have seen before. So you can see it again. He stars as the Kid, a gifted but troubled musician trying to establish himself while navigating difficult relationships, family pressure, and the competitive world of the Minneapolis music scene. I see, you find stuff out. So at the centre of it's a relationship with his band, The Revolution, and a bunch of performances that he gave right at the height of his creative powers. Although, it's funny, isn't it, that height thing? Yeah, some people do fall off, some people take a while to get there, but others, they maintain that creativity, and I think Prince did that, along with, you know, some other greats. So songs like When Doves Cry, remember that? Let's Go Crazy, I Would Die For You, and of course Purple Rain. I've got Purple Rain here. So before I play it, just a reminder, it's on at Regent 3 Cinemas this Friday, today, 7:30. So and I'll give you details on how to book a bit later. This is Prince with Purple Rain. Mm-hmm.
never meant to call you when it's borrowed. Never meant to call you to make pain. I'm the one who wants to have you laughing. I'm the only one who wants to see you laughing in the purple rain. Purple rain. Something.
Prince, Purple Rain. He was good, wasn't he? Fabulous singer, composer, but what a wonderful guitarist too. Yeah. Right. So that's Purple Rain going on at the Carterton. No, not the card, at Region 3. Sorry, I'm trying to multitask because I've got some other stuff coming up. I want to make sure I get it. Yeah, I don't know where it's gone. Oh, there it is. Yep. All right. You'll be wanting to know how to book, although it's getting late. It's on tonight, so don't forget. Let's see, Humanitics. You just Google Humanitics. They're a really good booking platform because all of their profits, such as they are, go back into the community. So good on you, Humanitics. Good way to book. Purple Rain on tonight, Regent 3 at 7:30. Now that it's feeling a bit nicer out there, it's a good time to go to the various markets. Look, even in the mid of winter, it's good to sort of rug up and grab yourself a coffee and have a good look around. But just to remind you that as the sun starts to come out and the mornings might still be crisp, but it's great to go to the markets. Remember the Masterton one is now being rebranded Gather Wairarapa, bringing together local talent and people to nourish communities using provenance, food and drink as the vehicle. Yep. So they have a whole grown here, gathered here. It's not just a tagline, it's actually what they do. A promise to every producer who joins them, every visitor they welcome, and every community member who makes Saturday morning at Solway Showgrounds part of how they live in the Wairarapa, a place to gather. They start at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, and it goes till 1. Right. And there's a bit of a craft day, not just a bit of a craft day, an actual craft day happening at Rewarewa Station, which is... well, it's on Rewarewa Road out in Tanui. Tomorrow, 10 until 3, there's a whole day there. You can have an on-farm craft open day kind of thing happening with knitters, spinners, crocheters, and other fibre crafters. So there you are out in Tanui at Rewarewa Station. It's a hill country sheep and beef breeding farm with a strong focus on New Zealand wool and fibre. They got Romney, Corriedale. It's a farming thing, you know, because I don't want to say that you promote them ahead of all other such farmers, but it'll be good to go to their open day. Craft Day allows you to work on your own project, so you can do some stuff there. Seek advice, learn a new fibre skill, or maybe just spend time with fellow fibre crafters while potentially ticking off a project or two in the process. So it's a pretty special thing. So I'm not just saying, hey, there's farms around the place, go to this one. This is a whole craft day kind of thing. You can... get coffee and tea and snacks, but bring your lunch, stay a while, bring your knitting, crocheting, spinning, hand sewing, any project you're working on, enjoy a drive in the country. And as I say, you know, you get advice. So you might be partway through something and they say, you know, you shouldn't put wool onto your fingers. That's what knitting needles are for. They're primarily held on the third Saturday of every month, but occasionally they might have to juggle the dates. But it's on this weekend, tomorrow at Saturday, as I said, tomorrow, 10 till 3, out at it's 166 Rewarewa Road. Right. What's happening at the Greytown Gallery? Well, they've got a thing called the Curated Closet. Pre-loved, perfectly styled stuff. It's a fashion parade. It's not just, hey, look, there's some clothes that you might be interested in. It's a whole fashion parade kind of thing. So it's on Saturday at the Greytown Gallery, which is 115 Main Street, Greytown, from 5 till 8. It's a relaxed evening. Beautiful fashion, fabulous finds, and glass of bubbles at Greytown Art Gallery. It brings together a thoughtfully selected collection of designer labels, vintage treasures, and high-quality pre-loved fashion. I love that pre-loved thing. it brings to mind things that I shouldn't be thinking about, from gorgeous clothing and statement pieces to handbags, shoes and accessories. So you get the complimentary glass of bubbles while you shop, try not to spill them on the clothes, and discover something wonderful to take home. And, you know, people wandering around wearing it, and you're going, oh, I like that. So lovely, because often, you know, when you go to fashion parades, you don't get to go, I want, you know, give me your clothes. But I think in this, not straight away, but you can. It's a lovely excuse to get together with a few friends, have a glass, have a look at some beautiful clothes and walk away with something. Saturday at the Greytown Art Gallery, 115 Main Street, Greytown. It's daffodil time. Our daffodils in our garden have been up for a while, but this is when it's, you know, they're at their premium and you can pick lots of stuff happening. Spring, almost here, they say. Well, you know, I think it is here, because isn't the 1st of September supposed to be the start of spring? With what's happening to our environment and the climate crisis, these things are less predictable, but it seems that the daffodils have got together and said, look, let's do it now, because they've got a festival going on in Carterton and we want to make sure the people are happy. So that's from 9 all the way till 5 o'clock on Sunday at the, well, it's a whole, you know, there's a whole load of things at different places. You can get a free bus out to Middle Run for the whole iconic pick your own daffodils. There's more than 140 market stalls. So you've got stuff happening right there in the middle of Carterton, but you can also go out to the run, Middle Run, and get your daffodils. And you might see a guy on the street, Rob Skiffington, who's possibly going to be busking. He gave me a call just a while ago. I've got to find him on my laptop here. This is a PC laptop, you see, and not that great at navigating PCs because I'm – there we go. All right, so this is Rob Skiffington, who's composed a song specially for Daffodil Day. Not Daffodil, Daffodil. Good on you, Rob. You might hear him out and about on the day.
Daffodil, daffodil. doodle, the poodle, the poodle day. On the poodle, the poodle, the poodle, the poodle day.
Rob, that's Rob Skiffington, who you'll probably see busking on Daffodil Day. He lives in the Hawke's Bay, but he really supports things that happen in our region and has written a whole bunch of songs about here. So, yeah, that's really nice. What am I doing? There it is. Yeah, that's for later. I'm just trying to get ahead. And whenever you try to get ahead, you end up being behind. I should be a philosopher. I'm just covering my mistakes, really. Look, the Marsden District Council have got this great thing about the library. They're wanting art submissions for its new Whare Pukapuka, the library, and it's part of their breathing life into the Whare Pukapuka project. They're inviting community members to submit bookshelf end panels that will be installed in the new Marsden District Library when it opens in the spring and summer of 2027. It's a little way off yet because they're doing a lot of good work. I've seen some plans for the new library and I think it's going to be really great. So any members of the community and community groups to submit a design that reflects who they are, their heritage and the stories that might matter to them. So people from all sorts of backgrounds and identities. They wanted to create an exciting opportunity. The library's created the opportunity for them to bring to life and showcase the diverse cultures and communities that make up Masterton. So that's the same as our kaupapa. We're about all the different cultures that make up our society here. So they say they want to make the new library to be a place where all sectors of our community are represented and can see themselves reflected, showcasing their stories, interests or identities through iconography, design and artwork is an exciting way to achieve that. So get in touch because you've got to submit your stuff. For full details, application criteria and terms and conditions, visit the WhatsApp project page. Right, it says WhatsApp. Which is, yep, what's up, one word, .mstn.govt.nz, Masterton Government. And if you can't remember that, just Google it, get onto the Masterton District Council page and find out about how you can contribute your design to that whole breathing life into their Whare Pukapuka thing. So that's just a small selection of things that you can do over the next few days. I've got some other suggestions. Read a book, speaking of libraries. I want to tell you, I've just finished reading a book called Behind You is the Sea by Susan Mouadi Daraj. She's an American Palestinian who writes superbly about Palestinian culture in the US. These are connected stories about intergenerational families, expertly written in my view and full of insight. And I'm grateful to have learned from these stories about how people from different cultures become integrated into a new culture, but also maintain their cultural identities. These are not flaccid stories about how wonderful these immigrant families are. They're as critical as they are positive. They're about people, which is what we all are, although sometimes I wonder. Hey, and if you're wondering what not to do, I know for a fact that Rosalia isn't playing at the Masterton Outdoor Bowls Club at 4 p.m. on Saturday. So you'll just have to make do with this.
Fire, 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 fire
Rosalia, and this is just a reminder. So you can put it in your diaries that Rosalia will not be performing, or any of the people in that video, at the Masterton Outdoor Bowls Club at 4 p.m. on Sunday. And the club have assured us that, in fact, they have no plans for any such performance the following Sunday either, or any time in the future. But there's lots of other stuff that you can go to, as I've mentioned. So that's it from me. See ya.